Gender imbalance in the creative industries remains a persistent issue. Women are significantly underrepresented in technical roles and overrepresented in administrative or managerial positions. But this isn't just an industry problem, it's mirrored in higher education. At the University of Salford, a 3-year review of the Film Production BA revealed a clear trend. Many female students initially pursue technical pathways, such as cinematography, but by the final year, they often shift towards roles in creative development or production management. This drift away from technical specialisms raises important questions about the structure of creative technical education and the cultural narratives that influence student choices. This project investigates not just why these shifts occur, but how we can better support female students in seeing themselves as capable technical practitioners. It aims to uncover strategies that foster inclusion, confidence, and a more equitable engagement with technology. To explore this, I designed a practice-led study at the Nested Cinema Research Lab, where female students collaborated with me and others to design immersive experiences using advanced cinema technologies. The approach was grounded in reflection and reflexivity, drawing on the concept of noticing from Hod, De Veer and Twegg. Students were encouraged to observe their behaviours, assumptions and the social structures shaping their engagement. This was also framed by Carol Dweck's theory of fixed and growth mindsets, which highlights how beliefs about our ability influence learning. Nottingham and Larson further shaped the approach in their advocation for learning environments that promote agency, collaboration and exploration. I also used reflective group sessions, participant questionnaires and qualitative interviews to try and trace students' experiences and mindset shifts throughout the project. Discussions and interviews as the project progressed gave insights into the participants' experiences as women in technical education so far. One participant, long convinced that her discomfort with technology stemmed from male-dominated classrooms, noticed that her reluctance persisted even in a female-only setting. This realisation, what Hodden colleagues would call a moment of noticing, became a turning point. It catalysed deeper group reflection and opened the door for mutual support and shared vulnerability. The women voiced familiar concerns and themes regarding previous experiences in classrooms, making statements such as, "I feel that they, the male students, are more confident with the tech and in production classes take control of the equipment more," as well as, "There are so many students wanting to be DOPs and directors, I just don't think that any group will let me take those roles." These statements reflect a broader pattern, where classrooms, by mimicking industry structures, unintentionally narrow students' perceived possibilities. So, together, we reimagined the space. Instead of assigning fixed roles, we introduced a peer-to-peer model. Each student became responsible for learning and then teaching a specific system, such as lighting, spatial sound, or screen control. At first, it did produce some anxiety, but as confidence grew, the dynamic shifted. Teaching others actually reinforced individual knowledge and built collective capability. We also reframed technical instruction. Rather than asking students to master tools in isolation, we held a session where we asked, what could this technology do creatively? How might it transform audience experiences? This shift inspired the students to start conceptualizing their own immersive experiences that required engagement with previously intimidating tools. From VR to wanting to incorporate interactive trigger systems, their confidence and willingness to engage with technology grew alongside their creativity and their creative ambitions. By the end of the project, more than 50% of the participants were actively using the technologies that they had previously avoided. And these immersive works are available for you to see as part of our LTech exhibition tomorrow, or alternatively, next Wednesday and Thursday, the 10th and 11th of September, as part of an open exhibition. The project helps to demonstrate how female-only environments can be transformational, particularly in challenging fixed mindsets and building technical confidence. These aren't just safer spaces, they are spaces of recognition, reflection, and reimagining. They began to see themselves not as passive recipients of knowledge, but as co-creators within a learning community. This aligns with Nottingham and Larson's view that agency and resilience are built through collaborative student-led experiences. Crucially, noticing emerged as a powerful pedagogical tool. When students recognised how their disengagement was shaped, not just by gender dynamics, but by internalised narratives, they began to shift those patterns. Community support amplified these moments, allowing for collective growth. The strategies trialled, peer teaching, flexible roles, differentiated instruction, and helped to foster a shared sense of responsibility and the flattening of hierarchies. The students didn't just learn new skills, they changed how they saw themselves in relation to technology. Scaling these approaches will pose challenges, but future Level 5 and Level 6 production design modules will seek to integrate these methods, testing how inclusive, reflexive learning can be embedded more widely and to larger groups. Ultimately, this project shows what can be achieved when women are given the time, space, and support to engage with technology on their own terms.